science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello, welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to pick up on, it was really a throwaway line that I did on a post in the Mastermind group on Facebook. And I said, hello, fellow actionauts. And the purpose behind that was simply because the whole group is set up on the idea of progress, not perfection, and constantly competing against yourself rather than against other people, and taking action and not being afraid of making decisions and taking action. That was the whole focus. And I just came up with the word on the fly, but it stuck. And it's a word that has taken on deeper and deeper meaning as the weeks have gone by since I coined the phrase. So I guess the premise of the episode today is today, as in life today, isn't about hustle, it's about agency. And because action doesn't just change outcomes, it changes you. So most people think they don't act because they lack motivation, but motivation is unreliable. It's weather, which is definitely in the UK especially very unreliable. What you actually need is a way to act that doesn't depend on feeling ready. And that's what I call an actionaut. Someone who treats action like exploration. It's deliberate, it's curious, it's repeatable. And here's the twist. Action isn't only good for getting results. Yes, it will get you. If you take action, you're going to get results. And even if you get the wrong action, you're going to find out quicker that the path you were on was wrong, and then you can correct your course and take an action to take you back in the right direction a lot faster. But it's good for your well-being as well. It's good for your mood. It's good for your confidence and for your sense of control. So let's properly define what I mean by action art then. So an action art is someone who chooses action on purpose, treats action as a small experiment, reflects, learns and adjusts, and keeps moving without turning life into a performance. It's not frantic, it's not perfect, it's just intentional. And if you're thinking that sounds like planning, you're right, because action without direction is noise, and reflection without action is theatre. But there is a science behind it as well. So let's ground this whole idea of the actionaut in something real. There's a well-established approach in psychology called behavioural activation. It's used in depression treatment, but the underlying principle applies to everyone. When people increase meaningful activity, mood and well-being often improve even before their circumstances change. In other words, you don't always feel better than act. Sometimes you act and then you start feeling better. Why? Because action creates positive reinforcement. Life gives you something back. It creates structure, i.e. there's less chaos and therefore you're more in control. And it creates proof, i.e. that you can influence your own day. This is why doing something small can genuinely lift your inner state. Not because it solves your whole life, but because it restores agency. And I don't mean urgency, I mean agency. Now, there are three needs to why this is important. It's called the three needs link and why it feels good. So, self-determination theory, for example, says that well-being is strongly linked to three psychological needs. Autonomy, I choose. Competence, I can. Relatedness, I belong. Now, actionauts feed all three of these. They choose actions, i.e. the autonomy. They complete small wins, and that reinforces the sense of competency, and they often do it with others or for others, which is important, and that's the relatedness. So being an actionaut isn't just being productive. Being an actionaut means that you're psychologically well fed. Now, there are some tie-ins to this as well, which I hadn't realized at first, and I wish I had came up with the idea of Action Art before I published the book. But in You 2.0 Build Yourself Better, there's some real tie-ins to the whole idea of being an Action Art, and this plugs into chapter one, in particular, Suspend Your Disbelief. Action often starts as an act of belief. You try on the future version of you for a day. Chapter three, Create a Vision. Without a vision, you end up living inside someone else's vision for what your life should be. And then chapter four, Have a Plan, because plans aren't cages, they're engines. They turn intent into momentum. If you read my book, you know that having a plan isn't a straitjacket. Having a plan is giving you the course, the direction for you to go in, but you have to manage it and make it real and adapt where you need to. So that's the whole idea behind that. So in other words, Action Art equals belief plus vision plus plan plus small action. And all that gives you a real sense of where you're going, why you're going in a particular direction, and you start to see those actions taking shape in terms of the outputs that come along. I'm not talking about a to-do list, I'm talking about purposeful actions that are designed to move you in the direction that your vision says you need to be going in. The to-do list isn't necessarily going to get you to actually move in the right direction, because you're just firefighting a lot of the time if you have a to-do list. Defining an action list is completely different, and the book will explain how to do that. But I do have some practical hacks for you, some drop-in tools for right now if you're listening to this episode and you haven't got the book. So, hack one, if-then plans, which are science-backed. One of the most reliable tools in behavioral change research is implementation intentions. Basically, if X happens, then I do Y. A meta-analysis found that these plans improve goal attainment with a medium to large effect. So, for examples, if it's 7:30 a.m., then I write for 10 minutes. If I feel resistance, then I do the 2-minute start. And if you're wondering what the 2-minute start is, don't worry. Hack two, the 2-minute start, the momentum tool, is coming up right now. This isn't about finishing, it's about initiating. So make the entry point tiny. One, open the document. Two, put on trainers if you're going for a run or trying to get to the gym. Three, write the first sentence. You can name check the popular version from James Clear, if you like. Just put it into Google and he'll come up and he'll explain how that all works. There's a third act as well, which is B equals map, which reduces friction. So BJ Fogg's model is brutally simple. Behavior happens when motivation plus ability plus prompt converge, and it's called the Fogg behavioral model. And so if action isn't happening, don't moralize. You just have to debug. Is it too hard? Is it beyond your current capabilities and your ability? Is there no trigger? Is there no prompt to help you define what that action should be properly? And is the why weak, and therefore you haven't really got motivation to pursue and finish that action? If you can actually put all those in place, you're more likely to complete it. And top tip on that as well, give yourself a reward at the end of it. Make sure you factor in and you are aware of what the reward will be on a personal level, where it's to, you know, go to that fancy restaurant, or where it's to, in my case, it might be to buy a CD or a DVD or a comic that I've been after for a while. And just literally make sure that you reward yourself consciously for doing that action when you felt like not even getting started. It's really important that you train your brain to expect a great reward or a fun reward when you do something that is outside of your comfort zone. Now, there is a big distinction that I want to cover here, and that is action does not equal busy. So I think it's a key warning. Action art does not mean do more. It means choose fewer actions, but do them deliberately. And then measure progress by direction, not exhaustion. So busy is often avoidance wearing a high-vis jacket. You see it. You can go into, I mean, my local hospital is a great example of this. You can sit there in reception in A&E or anywhere else in outpatients in the hospital, and you see people busying. They're running around with files in their, you know, folders of files, and they're going from one side of the building to the other and dashing here and there. They're being busy, but they're not being productive, and they're certainly not actually being in action, or they're looking busy because they have no direction about what it is they're supposed to be doing. It's a really important distinction. Let's take a bite, therefore. In the book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better, every chapter has a take a bite section, which is where I just give you a tiny little take a bite, and it's a little exercise. It builds momentum. It gets you to reinforce within yourself the ideas that you've just read about. And I've got an action art edition for you here, even though the action art itself isn't in the book. So, here's your take a bite from this episode. Write one thing you've been postponing, not because it's hard, but because it's underdefined. 2, shrink it to a 2-minute start. 3, create an if-then plan for when you'll do it. 4, do it once. 5, reflect on what changed in your state. Now, I will, for this episode, there's always in the forum, which is darreninform.com/thinkworksforum, there's always a post for the episode that I'm doing. So come and do the take a bite exercise and give me your answer on that post. Post it in the forum or keep it private in your journal if you don't want to share. But do not keep it vague in your head. In other words, the act of writing all this down will help you cement it in your nervous system. So whether you keep it private in your journal, and I really recommend paper journals, paper hardbound paper journals are just brilliant for locking things down in your nervous system. Trust me on this one. And or just type it out in the forum and I'll respond and I'll share my answer in there as well. So, in closing then, you don't need more motivation. You need a relationship with action that doesn't require perfect mood. Become an actionaut, because small experiments with honest reflection and consistent movement really do help you on all levels of your life. Because action doesn't just change the bottom line, it changes the person doing the living. And if you wanted to really kind of draw it all together with some earlier episodes that we've discussed, a fun fact for you: being early looks like being wrong, which ties into the Atari platform theme. So it isn't about just getting there first, it's about making sure you've got a plan for what you're going to do when you get there. My maths teacher, for example, I've mentioned this a couple of times before, my maths teacher told me when I was about 13, I think it was, that I was rubbish at maths and I better get a job that doesn't involve mathematics. And I believed him. He was the teacher and I felt like I was rubbish at maths. It turned out many years later, in fact, long after I'd chosen a particular career path, I wasn't crap at maths. I was really, really good. It was just the way that he was teaching me didn't sync with the way that I needed to approach mathematics. So you need to create evidence of agency and reframe some of your failures, if you want, and then take the lessons from those failures and then sit down with your journal and craft a new action plan to actually get you over the hurdle or to get through the boundaries or break the barriers, whichever way around you want to look at things, but move it in that direction. And a quick listener prompt for you as we bring this episode to an end: what's your 2-minute start today? Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. It's a very quick run through, but I just wanted to kind of flesh out the idea that I had when I coined that phrase. As I say, it was a complete spur of the moment word that I just created, but it's become something that actually is going to merit a lot more thought and consideration from me going forward with the ThinkWorks and with the U2.0 Build Yourself Better projects. Take care, keep asking questions, and I'll see you next week for another episode of ThinkWorks. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at Darren Inform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.